Hello everyone, Lee here from FPL Family. Hope you're enjoying your summer break so far. I didn't enjoy the England game quite so much against Senegal last night. Nice of Thomas Tuchel to roll out a 4-4-2 and try that against an opposition where, frankly, I think we could all see that that wasn't going to work. But never mind. 3-1, perhaps it's not coming home, or perhaps we should all just calm down and give Thomas Tuchel a bit more time. A manager that hasn't been given a bit more time is, of course, Ange Postecoglou. You will be, unless you've been living under a rock, you'll know that Ange Postecoglou has now left Spurs. And as you know from our Sunday night live streams, I've been maybe giving Ange a little bit of a hard time over the last few weeks and months. I said a few months back when Spurs were languishing in mid-table in the league that tactically I didn't think he was the right manager. I thought Ange Ball wasn't really working. He was flogging the players. The players were getting injured. They had this injury crisis halfway through the season, didn't they? But nevertheless, Daniel Levy stuck with him. And of course, they won the Europa League a few weeks back, much to the delight of Sam and the rest of the Spurs fan base. And I must admit, with that trophy in the bag, I thought they might give him 6 months. I thought they might give him 6 to 12 months. But I have to say, the sacking of Ange Postecoglou and the imminent incoming of maybe Thomas Frank, I'll talk about him in a minute, I think is the right move for Spurs. I think it's the right move. I think if Sam were here, I don't know where she'd say differently. Perhaps I'll get her on a podcast to see her thoughts on it. But I think it's a very unemotional, or they've taken the emotion out of it. Daniel Levy's taken the emotion out of winning the Europa League, because I think, and that's why I thought he might get 6 months, because yeah, first trophy in 40 odd years, first European trophy in 40 years, first trophy in 17 years for Spurs. Yeah, he's earned the right, hasn't he? You know, good old Ange, he's earned the right for another sort of at least 6 months to give him a go at it. And with the momentum from the Europa League, maybe that was the right thing to do. But, you know, Daniel Levy's looked at it and gone, well, if Ange continues to do the, you know, the Ange Ball mentality, and I guess given what he said in press conferences and stuff throughout the course of last season, where, you know, it's just how we play, mate. Everyone remembers that whole kind of press conference in the aftermath of the Chelsea defeat, right? They played this high line against Chelsea. They had a couple of men sent off, played a high line, and Chelsea just passed through them so easily. It's ridiculous. You know, if they didn't have somebody like Nicholas Jackson wasting a bunch of chances, they'd have got tons of goals in that game and could have, you know, really, really smashed Spurs. And Spurs didn't change their approach. And Postecoglou was kind of like, it's who we are, you know. And my criticism of him at the time was, well, perhaps in game, you should change who you are. You know, there's gets to a point where tactically you have to adapt to the situation that you find yourself in game. And he didn't. And I found that was a real shortcoming of Ange Postecoglou. And we saw it a few different times in different games. And that kind of Ange Ball system, that really high energy, intense pressing, I think when you're Celtic, you can play that kind of mental, and you're playing St Mirren away, you know, or the equivalent every week, you can do that. You can get away with that in the Scottish Premier League. But in the English Premier League, I don't think you can get away with that. And I said a number of times that I didn't think he was tactically astute enough or understood how to manage his players to get the best out of them for different situations and different opponents. And because of that, I don't think he's a very good manager. And I thought he should have got sacked midway through last season. But they stuck with him. They won a trophy. But if he was to go into next season with the same mentality, with Champions League football kind of layered over the top, and we all know what the demands of Champions League football are, right? You know, it's a whole different ballgame, as, you know, many Premier League clubs are going to find out, you know, some for the first time this season. So the Champions League is a altogether different ballgame, playing either Tuesday, Wednesday, and then going again Saturday, Sunday. The demands on the players are insane. And if Ange Ball is to persist going into was to persist going into next season with that setup, the players would just break. The players would have to manage the squad. He'd have to rotate. And there were signs halfway through last season that he was willing to adapt, Ange, right? He did go, you know, I think when Van de Ven came back and then got immediately injured, I think in his head he went, oh, we need to do something a bit different. And we didn't see so much Ange Ball at the back end of last season. And look where it got them, 17th in the league. And we didn't see so much Ange Ball against Frankfurt. We didn't see Ange Ball against Bodo Glimt. We didn't see Ange Ball in the final in Bilbao. And they won a trophy. So what does that tell me? That tells me that his system, his signature system, Ange Ball, works to an extent until the players break and is not conducive to finding yourself in a league position where they would want to be. So I don't think he was the right man. And I think Daniel Levy has done the right thing by taking the emotion out of the Europa League win. Gone, thanks very much, Ange. You are... And don't get me wrong, he goes down as a legend now at Spurs. He goes down in the pantheon. You know, he's now written his name into scriptures of Spurs for winning that trophy. First trophy in 17 years. He's a legend now. He will forever be synonymous with that night in Bilbao. A night that Spurs fans will never forget. But they need to move on. And if they do move on, and if they do go for a manager like Thomas Frank, then I'm a massive Thomas Frank fan. Massive Thomas Frank fan. It should be noted, however, that in his previous clubs, and Brentford, you know, at Brentford, he didn't get off to the greatest start, Thomas Frank. Not the greatest start. I think he did 2 wins in his first 8, I think I remember hearing somewhere. And in previous clubs before Brentford, similar sorts of starts. So if he does become the Spurs manager and he starts like that again, Spurs fans are going to have some patience with Thomas Frank. They're going to have patience with him. If it 2 wins in the first 8, you don't get that luxury at Spurs, I'm afraid. You do not get that luxury. And I do wonder whether... And Thomas Frank is a top manager, no doubt about it. Top manager. But the environment in which he's in at Brentford... What are Brentford? What is Brentford Football Club? Brentford Football Club I can't think of a better word than kind of... It's a cosy atmosphere. It's a family club, isn't it? It's still very much... they've got that connection with the fans, haven't they? There's just something about Brentford that's still kind of like we are up and coming, you know, fans and the club and the board and everything is kind of aligned. You know, we're all working towards the same goal, the same outcome. And they're very data-led as well. You know, we shouldn't forget that Brentford were some of the pioneers in going after, or their scouting network going after players to bring into Brentford on the basis of stats, of data, of taking a very, very, you know, data-driven approach to the way that they play the game. And Thomas Frank is, you know, he buys into that, right? As a club, they all buy into that. And I do wonder whether the way that the Spurs, you know, way that the Spurs setup is very different to the environment at Brentford, isn't it? Very different to the environment. It's, yes, there is still a connection with the fans. I don't know if it's as strong as Frank has got at Brentford, but maybe, you know, that's part of the role to come in and build that with the fans. Do Spurs kind of take a real data-driven approach? Well, I think in some quarters they do, but if Patrici, I think is the name of the guy, if he's coming back into the club, he's got a background of not taking a very data-led approach. In fact, his mentality is to take a very much just, you know, I want to go and see the players' gut feel, eye test kind of approach. So what worked for Frank at Brentford, as well as being a top coach, is the environment was there for him. It was there and set up for him to succeed in that environment, and they were all aligned on their approach and how they were going to go about things. For Frank to go into Spurs, that, in my opinion, they don't have that alignment at the back end just now. I mean, things might change over the summer, and they might do, but right now Thomas Frank is going to be going into an environment where I don't think it is all aligned as a club. And therefore, will Spurs have the right environment for Thomas Frank to go and do what he does? You know, can they bring over some players? Can Brian Mbeumo go over at the Spurs? I don't know. Is he? And no doubt about it, Mbeumo is a top player, and it would be a top signing for Spurs or Man United or whoever pick him up. But don't forget, he and Cunha, I keep seeing this stat on Twitter, he and Cunha were the top two for XG overperformers last season. So they are moments players. They overperform, they outperform their XG. Not taking anything away from their seasons, but could we expect some regression to a mean from both of those players? And from a Man United perspective, if I was a Man U fan, I would be a little bit hesitant about picking up two players that have got that sort of stats, data-based characteristics, you know? So listen, a lot still to happen, I think, for Spurs over the course of the summer. For sure, I think, in my opinion, it's the right thing to let Ange Postecoglou go, despite the emotion of everything that he's done and despite the achievement, and I'm not taking anything away from that achievement. But I think it's the right thing that Spurs have let him go. And I think Frank would be a good appointment. He's got a really good track record of success and doing good things at football clubs with limited kind of budget. You know, and that's what Daniel Levy, despite getting in the Champions League now, I think that's what Daniel Levy will be looking for, is someone to overperform based on the salaries and the transfer fees that they pay. So could he be the right man? I don't know. Get in the Slack, get on Twitter. Let me know your comments. Would love to hear from the Spurs fans. Want to hear from the Brentford fan as well. Let me know what you think. Ange Postecoglou out, is that the right thing or not? Thomas Frank in, is that right? or not. I don't know. Let me know your thoughts. Thanks for listening to this podcast, guys. I'll be back throughout the summer dropping in little voice notes like this. So make sure you hit that follow, subscribe, wherever you listen to your podcasts, and get ready for the next one. Cheers, guys.